You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Oh, we'll totally give $530-something million to some rando dude. Family endeavors.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
So what is it? What's up with companies not shutting the hell up? I mean, I don't mind somebody saying stuff. I don't, but it comes down to consistency. I think if people were consistent with their behavior, like Ben and Jerry's, people are mad at me because I called out Ben and Jerry's hypocrisy. Ben and Jerry's ice cream, the ice cream people that make crappy overpriced ice cream. It's like the driest ice cream I've ever had. It's like, how can we make overpriced stuff that tastes like there's no dairy in it at all? Let's think about this. So they called for defunding of police and dismantling of the system. And I relayed a story earlier about how in January of this year, they called police out to protect one of their factories because they had received threats. Nobody should receive threats. But if you're going to call for the defunding of police, then you need to be consistent and not call police. As Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana said, call a crackhead. Maybe you can pay him an ice cream. I don't know. Do that. Then you had Steakums. Okay, where the hell is Steakums at? Because I never seen a Steakums anywhere.
And the Steakums, that's not a store. It's what you buy in the freezer section of your grocery store.
Who buys meat in the freezer section?
I guess people.
This is why I don't know. I was raised to not purchase meat.
You've never had Steakums?
No. Is it meat?
It is meat.
Like what meat? Is it like lips and buttholes of animals that are all mashed together into a patty? What is it?
Analyze
butthole
it.
Meat. That's what it is.
Stop saying that. It's Why? Not that. It's.
I got to get out of jail free card.
It's
from the
like
commission.
A. It's thinly sliced processed meat that's frozen.
Processed.
So that
meat.
When you actually throw those little thin slivers in the pan, it cooks up really quickly, and you use it for your Philly cheesesteaks.
So it sounds like it's like the lips and the buttholes and skin tags of all the animals all grated together and mashed
sure
up into a patty.
The ingredient list.
Isn't that what processed meat is?
I don't remember.
I don't dislike them. I just don't know. I just like, why does anybody buy processed meat?
Skin tags on the ingredients. I didn't see
Every
it.
Time you buy processed meat, an eagle cries. Do you know that? Whew. So my whole point, I actually don't disagree with what they said. I favorited it. I just didn't know what the hell a steakum was. Like, what's a steakum? What
I haven't
is that?
Had them in a while, but I used to really like them.
Let me look at it. I don't know what they look like. Hang on. Do you spell it with a hyphen?
I think so.
Let's see. Oh, they're sliced steaks.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like little
who knew?
Thinly sliced meat.
I mean, I don't hate them. Oh, that's spam. That's spam.
It's not spam.
Oh, hell, that's frozen spam.
There's a total difference between Steakums and
You know what it
spam.
Looks like? It looks like the stuff that you would put on your gyro. Like
yeah,
the slice
it's
like that, but
Philly
it's not lamb.
Steak. It's Philly cheesesteak meat.
So it's like the Hot Pocket of frozen sandwiches. Is the bread in there, too? Does
no,
it come with all that?
No, it doesn't come with the bread.
Why does it have it all on the box?
Well, because that's the picture of the
Because no one product. Would eat it if you just put it by itself.
Here's some cooked meat. There's a picture on our package.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, it's actually good, and I've used it several times for Philly cheesesteaks.
I'm not hating on it. I mean, you do you. I've never, ever purchased.
But yeah, skin tags are not in it.
Oh, man. I've never, ever seen sliced meat in the freezer. The only time I've ever gone to the freezer section of the grocery store, I get two things. Yeah. I'll get ice cream that's not Ben & Jerry's, or I get the Totino's, which until, Tostinos. Like, literally, yeah, last year I thought was Tostino's. It's not.
Really?
It's Totino's. Totino's. You have to sound like you're saying it wrong.
Wait a minute. I think, though, back in the day it was Tostino's.
I swear to you it wasn't.
I think we're going to have a discussion about
it. It was Totino's. And it is the best frozen pizza out there. If you ain't ever had a Totino's, there's the Ozark coming out. If y'all ain't never had no Totino's, that is, like, my kids have some of the best memories. Like, when I would get out the little kid, like, the waiting pool, and they would get in it, and I would have a Totino's. You know, it sounds like you're saying it wrong. Best frozen pizza ever. And I'm the person that goes in there and gets like 10. So it looks like all I do is feed my kid processed food.
Not
Because they're like a buck, but they're so good.
They are a buck, which is, I would be surprised.
They're the best ones out there.
Skin tags are in that pizza.
Yeah, forget getting like the frou-frou, like, oh, get our crust. It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. Get the Totino's. And you can do it right up in the toaster oven. And you and do a few, because a grown person will eat one by themselves. This ain't a splitter, okay? It's not for sharing. So you'll need several. I just, no, that's not right. Oh, gosh. Where the hell is this show going? Hang on. I got to look. Let me figure this out. Because I swear to you. Okay, so now there's like a whole discussion about it. Like, if you look, it says Totino's. Yeah. No, I don't want to do that because it's going to challenge my narrative. Well, that's Totino's too.
Is it?
That says Totino's literally on the link.
It does not. Read that again.
Look at the dang Facebook page.
Read that again.
It's Totino's. I'm looking at the picture. It says, oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is.
It says Totino's.
What do you know about that?
What the hell? What happened?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are we on crack?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that.
Steve goes, Kane, this Facebook page is 122 likes. Steve, jump in here. Totino's or Tostino's?
He doesn't have enough history in his life to know if that's
No. Don't you make him be quiet.
That's a fake Facebook page. That's not the official one. It's Totino's. There's no S.
It is not a
fake page. Kane, you liar.
It's not the official
one. See, now he's like faking info.
I'm just saying that there is a
You're like
there
damn
was
CNN sitting over
Tostino's.
There.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, CNN.
I'm not making claims.
Fake news. You're fake news.
You know, approved pages.
Jiminy.
It wasn't even where the argument was.
But I'm telling you, it's the Totino's. Yeah, like Totino's. Isn't what is the chip people? What are they? Who are the chip people? Who make the chips? Who are those people?
Maybe that's
are those the Tostino's?
Maybe that's it.
Made by the Tostitians. I don't know. Anyway, it's the best frozen pizza. But I've never had a steak-um. Is that what you call it? Like, would you like a steak-um?
Well, I mean, when I make
it... Why is it um? Is it because it's steak-um?
You want a Philly cheesesteak?
What is that? I'm not hating on them. Did I even tell you what they tweeted? No, I didn't. Let's pull the car out of the ditch. They tweeted this, the steak on people. They said the role of science communicators has arguably never been more important than it is today. People need more relatable, nuanced explanations that encourage critical thinking and less pompous clout chasing sound bites that sow polarization. Steak on bless. I actually liked that. So at least they're consistent. You know, they're not, just don't be D-bags to people and be consistent. I mean, that seems to be like corporate policy. If I was telling you how to, you know, corporately tweet, this is free advice for you. I would say, well, don't be a D-bag. And also be consistent. That's it. Yay! And scene.
But you're right. I don't understand the part. Like, I can understand the if it was MMM, like steak, like
yeah,
that.
Why is it?
But steak, it's
it makes
like
me
question.
Think yeah. That it's like steak, I mean, they say it's beef. A lot of things are beef. There's a lot of stuff on an animal made of beef. Okay, cows are made of beef. There's lots of parts on a cow. Like, are we getting ankle meat? Like, what are we getting here?
I didn't see anything on the ingredients list on, you know, bee holes and lips and stuff.
Skin tags? The cow skin tags?
The ingredients list.
It's still beef!
By law, you have to be honest about that. So, it makes me feel better.
Horrible people.
All right, we got a break.
I gotta do a show. Okay, wait a minute. Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms uniforms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and her freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
All right, so the president, they say he's raising the stakes in the in Ukraine standoff. He wants to telephone Putin to tell Putin back down. Because, and he says, you need to de-escalate tension. And that's after Moscow told America to keep warships away for their own good. And then Putin went down to the Black Sea and nailed up a sign that said, no girls allowed up there or something. This whole thing is, they've been doing this since 2014, by the way. I don't know if anybody's told Biden this. So he's going to withdraw, the administration announced today, all U.S. forces from Afghanistan. The date they gave was by September 11th, 2021. Now, I'm not against withdrawing U.S. forces, but I just think it's really dumb to act like everything's solved over there and then make a big deal about it on September 11th. That's the problem that I have. So, this from Channel 2, WSB-TV. They say that authorities had a huge mess on their hands Sunday. A tractor trailer that was hauling 40,000 pounds of Bud Light beer overturned, spilled all over the highway. The Georgia State Patrol said about 4:30, two tractor trailers, a Ford F-150 and a passenger car. They got into a crash and one person was injured. Thankfully, no one else. There were no fatalities. Beer all over the road. I mean, so they washed the road. You know, essentially, I'd make a joke that my stepdad would make about Bud Light, but I'm not going to, because I would have to use my get out of jail free card from the commissioner, and I don't really want to do that. That's not one that I want to make sure that I. Democrats sent a letter to Biden requesting an immigration bill and the second part of an infrastructure package. This is something that we're going to talk more about because they want this included now, the Citizenship for Essential Workers Act. That's what they want to include in this, in the infrastructure. I'm not kidding. They want to tack everything onto this. So we're going to talk more about that. That would provide a pathway to citizenship for over 5 million people who entered illegally. We have a lot more coming up. Corporatism, the latest in Minnesota, and more. You really need to be aware of this story. I saw this morning. And this... Was it this morning? No, this was last night. Sorry. I saw this story last night. And it's one of those stories where you go, what? What? And I could not bookmark it fast enough. Let me share with you the headline. Are you ready to hear this headline? Oh, because it's a doozy. The headline's a doozy. Texas nonprofit gets $530 million to help with the influx of migrant children after hiring a Biden transition official. What? Exactly. Wait, did I hear that correctly? I know you're asking me that. Wait a minute, Dave, that can't be right. Yeah, let's
say that again.
It's a Texas nonprofit.
Right.
They were awarded $530 million.
Dang.
That's 530 million.
Yes.
Dr. Evil Pinky. To curb the child migrant crisis. It's a faith-based organization in San Antonio, Texas, called Family Endeavors. We're going to endeavor to spend your taxpayer dollars for a problem that the president created.
Wow.
Yeah. So Andrew Lorenzen Strait is the senior director for migrant services. It was a no-bid grant, meaning it was a handout that was given to them right after Biden hired him. Oh, really? Yeah, he's also a former ICE official. Okay. So that's, wow. So they got a $530 million handout. This is what Axios had reported. And they are spending it on trying to address the problem that the president created at the border. Holy wow. So he ran a consulting firm, this guy, Andrew Lorenzen Strait. He ran a consulting firm advertising companies on federal procurement practices. And the Washington Examiner first reported that that he had, because there was, ICE gave $87 million. This is just a few days ago. They gave $87 million, no big contract business with Biden ties. And that, so a lot of conflict, a lot of, yeah, there's a lot. So yeah, Family Endeavors, all kinds of people that were hired by Biden. Their organizations are getting your tax dollars, our tax dollars. Ooh, goodness. So this is, so far, this group under this contract, they've received $255 million so far. And their most recent publicly available annual filing, their tax filing covering 2018, showed its annual budget for the year was $43 million. Oh. Now, it had never, ever received a contract from the government before, ever, until their now former head guy was hired by Biden. What was that, Kane?
Sus.
Yes, it's sus. Totally sus. But hey, they create a problem, and then he's given our tax dollars to one of his buddies who's not going to fix it. You know where this money's going to go. Somebody's going to be driving around in a Bentley because they're not going to be spending this. And what would they? You don't need $530 million to just reimplement the previous policies that kept this stuff tapped down. And to restart the wall. What? We're not spending that money on the wall. We're spending it on this. Actually, we don't know what the hell we're spending it on. We gave it to some dude. We gave $530 million to some dude. Remember how much they bitched when they're like, we don't have the money for the wall. We don't have it. Oh, we'll totally give $530-something million to some rando dude. Family Endeavors. We endeavor to take your tax dollars. And we endeavor to show you not what we're doing with it. Yeah. Remember when the wall was expensive?
The Biden administration keeps saying there's a challenge at the border, but not a crisis. If President Biden and Vice President Harris were willing to come down and see what I've seen, they would know it's a major crisis if they were willing to admit it. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show, I'll give you the real story from my own reporting at the border, and I speak with Chris Cabrera of the National Border Patrol Council. Please join us. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two things. I want to talk about the corporatization of everything. And then also, real quick, Mike Rowe. Why do people hate Mike Rowe? Why did left get so mad at him? He's got a great voice. And he also was warning, you know, he was warning about the mandatory minimum wage. And the guy who posted Dirty Jobs on Discovery Channel, he was warning about this. He did an interview and he was saying that any kind of arbitrarily high minimum wage, it takes away the first rung on the ladder that workers eventually climb. He says, I want everyone who works hard and plays fair to prosper. I want everyone to be able to support themselves. But when you pull money out of midair, you're going to create problems. I mean, that is true. He's not wrong. But people got mad about him, or they got mad at him because they said that he was, you know, calling it like a low rung on the ladder and all this stuff. And I just, why do people constantly have to just constantly with the, I'm going to be a victim stuff. I'm mad that Mike Rowe said this. I'm so mad. You know why I'm mad that he said this? Because he's talking about low rungs on the ladder. I'm so upset. But he's making an actual good point. I mean, that's how everybody starts out, right? And when you artificially inflate wages, there's going to be a consequence to that. The market bears it out. The market is just a represent. What people are paid is a representation of the value that the public has for it. Nobody wants to incriminate themselves by admitting that they have a part in this. I made this point one time on Real Time about education. People have no problem paying more for, like, you know, box seats or something, or real sweet seats at a game. Where it's basketball, where it's football, baseball, but they'd balk at, like, you know, that for increasing with teacher pay. And then, of course, you know, you also have the situation, too, where, you know, taxes and all of that stuff aren't necessarily allocated in the best way. The point being is that the market determines all this stuff. All he was simply saying you can't alter that with artificial means. He's not wrong. People were mad at him for saying this because people don't like honesty. They don't like being told the truth.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.